All right. I'm going to hand over actually to Ron. So Ron's going to come up and we're going to look at 2019 costs and budget and all that. So page 6 and 7. And I'm going to stay up here in case there's questions or whatever. Ron's very humble. And I've learnt this over many years. He's humble and yet highly skilled at what he does. And it's, I think, a great gift to our church that God is very kind in providing Ron, who's all over this sort of stuff. And every month, admin committee, very good reports and very thorough. And so anyway, he's good. So here he is.
I guess Salt Church being a incorporated entity, we have to go through some formalities as part of that. What we are as an incorporation. So this process, more so the budget, but it's definitely good that we go through the income and expenses that we've had in the last year as well. So in the handout, so you've got the profit and loss for a couple of things. So you've got you've got some graphs there too. So this is just 2019 income. So I don't think it's dissimilar to previous years. That one? Yeah, okay. Yep. So we probably don't need to talk too much, but as you can see, the majority of the giving is the online and the amounts that we receive also at service. So maybe keep going. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. So... this one really just shows the from month to month the amount of giving that we receive. So you can see in 2019 compared to 2018, you can certainly see the blip in 2019 in December, where we have the 2020 giving. So really, that's that's greatly encouraging, the amount that we actually received just in December. So hopefully that's reflected in part of the information that we have here as well. So, what else have we got in the slides? Anything? That's it? Okay. I'll just talk about the numbers then. So, we've got the profit and loss compared to 2019 to 2018, and the 2019 compared to the budget. So, looking at the income, giving continues to be the largest source of income for Salt Church, with about 419,000, which is 80%, should have been 80%, 86% in the chart. Compared to 2018, giving has increased just under 15,000, or around 4% from the 405,000 giving in 2018. This is great, this is very encouraging, as 2018 giving was slightly lower than the 2017 giving. In terms of how our giving compares to the budget in 2019, the giving was over budget by about 20,000, which is also greatly encouraging. The budget 2020 does help to explain the increase in giving from what we expected, as you can see from that graph that we saw in December, where we had about 21,000 extra given just in December. So if you take that 21,000 off, we're within about 1,000 of the budget anyway, so very close. So other income items to note as well, we received 13,000 in donations from EV Church, which we didn't include in the 2018 or 2019 budget. We had a grant from Genesis Foundation through Andy. Sold away registrations, about 15,000 for the camp. And in the other minor income that you see there, we did receive some external 2020 giving, so that's in that number. And we received 5,000 from Geneva Push as well, that's for leadership. Yeah, that one. So total income for 2019 is 488,451, which is 4% up on 2018 income. And up 23,000 on what we had in the budget as well. So in terms of expenses, salaries are the biggest expense that we have at SALT. So it's 63% of our expenses in total. Salaries was 38,000 less than 2018. Compared to budget, it was lower, as we included the lead pastor. Actually, as Andy mentioned, I think we included the lead pastor from April in 2019 because we were optimistic at that time. And we also had other potential staff changes in the budget as well. Just in other expenses, quickly, so camp expenses were lower than budgeted, but that's because some of the camp expenses ended up in the catering. So you can see the catering is up a little bit from the budget. That's really the net effect of those two. Salt Away was actually pretty well break even. The donations amount that we paid out, so that was $1,400 for Forever Projects. There was a donation for the Church Mission Society that we made, and we also gave $1,000 to the Homeless Hub for the trivia night. In other expenses, that's really everything else that doesn't sort of fit a major category. Cleaning, guest speaker contributions, security phone, etc. We make a contribution, being part of FIUC, we make a contribution as a percentage of our salaries every year. So that's the $5,600 there. And long service leave, it's a non-cash, so it doesn't actually, hit the bank account, but it's an expense that we recognise. That's really as our staff are here longer at SALT, and as new staff come on, then we have that increasing over time. And we also had some expenses that we didn't budget for. And did you want to cover that off, or...?
You're talking about page 7, the professional fees and staff support.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a significant cost, one that we hadn't budgeted for. I think there was a lot of unexpected things that happened in the past 2 years. We had a number of associated costs that we hadn't budgeted for that came out of that. So that covers things like lawyer fees, professional services that we paid for, other costs that we incurred as we looked after our staff. So those kind of things, they all added up, and that's what that line item's referring to. They're all costs that our admin committee are aware of and the auditors are aware of if they've audited us, but they're just costs that we hadn't had it budgeted for. But I mean, even then, I was pretty encouraged that we hadn't budgeted for that amount to be spent on those kind of things, and yet SALT was generous, and we met even the budget was it was more than we were expecting. Members were generous and gave towards that, so we still were able to do the other things we needed to do. So
okay, so the net result for 2019 was a profit of $14,134. So if you take out the non-cash items of depreciation and the long service leave, it's actually a profit of $38,000. So really that's reflective a lot of the budget 2020 and trying to build up our cash at the end of the year. So, And I guess on the other side, we don't have the handouts here for the balance sheet, but the cash compared to the previous year, so cash at the end of the year was about 64,000. Previous year, it was around 36,000. So we've really tried to make an effort in building up our cash in preparation for this year. And just in other matters, we chose to outsource our payroll through 2019, so payroll is definitely something that I'm not an expert in, and So, yeah, I think that's been really helpful this year to do that. And the audit of the statements, so the audit actually finished 5:30 tonight. We signed it off, finally. It always seems to be last minute, but it's never planned that way. So that was completed by Ricardo Accounting on the Central Coast.
That's been emailed.
Okay. Okay, so that's it for 219. So questions, yeah. Yeah, Rose. We have it. We just don't have it at hand. Maybe we'll send a email out on... That's right. Yep. So every donation that we receive for them, for all of those external mission partners that we have, they're transferred to them each month. So, yeah. Good.
To approve these figures. Where are we? Yep, so someone needs to move that we accept the 2019 financials. So, yep. Nigel? And thank you, Nigel. Seconded by?
Second, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. you're on the staff team too. All those in favour? Please say aye. Thank you. Passed. All right, we're going to pray. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. Would someone like to lead us in prayer, giving thanks for what God has done in raising the budget for 2019 and his generosity? Who would like to do that? Thanks, Nigel. Amen. All right, guys, we'll move to our next item. So it's the Administration Committee election and prayer. So Rena Murray has been nominated for the Admin Committee. She's completed her... People are cheering. she's completed 2 years and she's keen to serve again. And the Admin Committee are even keener. So what we need, someone to move that Rena Murray be appointed to the Admin Committee. Can I get someone?
Yep.
Alita. It's Keane, seconded by Keris. All those in favour? All right. Okay, passed. Let's give her a clap. All right, that's great news. Would someone like to pray for Rena and the Admin Committee? Lead us in prayer. Who can do that? Thanks, Keris. Amen. All right, guys, we're going to move to 2020, so looking ahead at the year that's already upon us, plans and budget. So I'm going to get Ron to come up and talk to us about the 2020 budget. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, the 2020 budget. So the income, so on the graph there, it's probably hard to notice because... one was a few back, but the 2020 income, there's actually a greater percentage of internal giving in the budget and less from external partners. So, I think the expenses are pretty much similar in terms of the pattern. Yep. The process for the budget that we go through each year, so the admin committee, we meet in October to discuss the plan. So it sort of starts the process of us meeting, and then Andy at the time talking through what the plans were for staffing and staff and what we wanted to do. Staffing requirements are discussed at that point, and we have a salary remuneration guide, which is hard to say this time of the night, but that really sets out the salaries for our staff. So giving has been budgeted at, so it's page 10 of the handout. So it's roughly about $34,000 a month. That's the $408,000. It's up about $10,000 on the previous year on the 2019 budget, which is about 4%, sorry, a 2% growth. The other income, so camp registrations, that's, you know, $17,500 again. Other income, we have staff support in the budget for $10,000 and other minor income of around $13,000. In terms of expenses, so as I mentioned, salaries being, you know, the big one. Part of the process is we look at the staffing that we need in the year, and also what plans are in place. The salaries for 2020 does include Michael starting in February this year, so we did get that pretty close. We did include in the budget that we had a plan for a staff member to leave in terms of the way we had planned out this budget. So that was to happen in May, and as part of that, it was the termination costs would be included in that costing. So this is just to give you background of the budget. It may not be how it actually happens, but that was all to happen around May. So that's the background to the salary number that we have in there. In terms of other expenses, they're pretty consistent. There's not a lot that we can trim from year to year in terms of our budget. It really is there just to support the different ministries that we have in place. So in terms of the different activities in our budget with our different M's, so in terms of mission, Salt Away Summer Nights, Christmas and Easter events are included. For ministry, there's books for leadership. For membership, there's the hosting for our gatherings and caring for our members. Maturity, we have some allowance for guest speakers as needed. Magnification, communication and things that keep our services going are included. Our next generation, the SALT kids, the ARVOs, the Safe Ministry Program. Ministry support, that's really all the admin costs, so all the insurance, everything else that helps keep the place going. And, of course, our budget, building and maintenance, which is the rental side, is the main one, and the cleaning and maintenance. So total expenses are $506,000 that we have in the budget, with a net result of minus $56,294. So it might seem a bit strange that we've got a net result or a net loss of $56,000 this year, for 2020, when we know that we had a profit in 2019. So I guess there's a couple of factors there. As you know, salaries are the major proportion of our costs at SALT. And Andy spoke last year about the possible changes to staff that we might have as we go into this year. So as part of the budget, we identified a need for a transition, which meant that we needed to build up our cash. So that was really the budget 2020 that we have. And as I mentioned before, at the end of 2019, we had $64,000 in the bank. And really part of our process of building this budget was to set a minimum at the end of the year. So, we set $15,000. We don't want to go any lower than $15,000 in our account so that we can pay the salaries and pay the things that we need to do, and the staffing sort of reflected that we had in place, reflected that change, and trying to manage the cash that we have. So if all goes to plan, then we can maintain this budget. We seem to be on track so far for the first couple of months of the year. So over to questions.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. So part of that is built into the cash. So because we received quite a bit in December.
Did you end up receiving more than 45 in the end?
38.
Little bit, yeah, it's a little bit more complicated because it's hard to compare the 2 years because there were a lot of things going on in 2019 as well. But yeah, I guess essentially, yeah, it's having an extra staff member on board is part of that, definitely part of that. Yeah,
it's also redundancy.
Yeah,
there's an amount that needs to be paid if a staff member is made redundant, there's a lump sum that needs to be paid. So that is also part of that sum as well. So that's a cost of probably around 15,000. Yep.
Krista.
I'm not quite sure how that was exactly the right one to ask, but in terms of the staff member pension in May, the question is that a financial based decision or is that a discernment slash call slash come over that decision?
There's a lot of slashes there. maybe I'll. Do you want me to speak to that?
Yeah.
So, was that? Yes, it is. Yeah. Great question. So we've wrestled with that question already as a staff, and I think what's been really important is, and we've all agreed upon this, is what's best for SALT and our mission and growing going forward. I don't want to lose any of the staff, but then there is a financial reality as well for us to be responsible. So if we get a whole chunk of new money come in, anyone want to put their hand up? Okay, great. We could fund for staff going forward, but at the moment that's an irresponsible way forward, which is not going to be good for anyone. Okay, so we want to be ahead of that and say, look, the way the finances are sitting at the moment for our church, it looks like one staff member will need to go, be made redundant, and we'll have to also fund a redundancy as well, so that's a cost as well. The dollars?
Yeah, like
we can let you know the exact sums. And so nothing is impossible, and yeah, we want to be open about that. I guess admin were thinking, and I was agreeing that it's quite a stretch. And I think just thinking about our church size and FIC churches, staff versus number of members we've got, we're really up at the high end, and that's because our giving is really generous. That's great. So it feels to me like to push that even further. If it happens, great this year. But to push that further, maybe overreaching. Now, there are other options. So we've also talked about can we come up with a part-time solution? Because I don't want to lose anyone. And I think we're going to hurt if we lose someone because the guys are committed to their M area and that whole ministry. I think that's going to hurt. Can we come up with a part-time option that still meets our budget for this year? So that's what we're exploring as well. Run that through admin so that it actually makes the dollars work this year with what we've already committed. and then maybe build up from there. So that's another option. So it's still, in my mind, it's still early days for me to get my head around all of that. But I want to put all those options on the table, talk them all through with the staff. Now, having said that, we do need to make a decision, I think, by the end of April. Is kind of roughly the mark. If we can make it earlier, we might save more money. One of the advantages with part-time option too is that we don't pay the redundancy. So that helps maybe fund more days, more staff days. And then, if we get more income. Yeah, so that's where we're at.
Yeah, you're right. I guess for 2020, we know that there was an expense that we're expecting, so it's really just an allowance for that. So in 2019, we didn't. So in the October before, we didn't know that was an expense that was going to come up, but for this budget, we knew that there was an amount that we were going to have to pay.
It's a cost we've already incurred this year.
Yeah.
So it was, we're trying to make sure we're doing the right thing legally. So employing a lawyer to look into that, because we're employing a new staff member and potentially letting a staff member go at the same time. Legally, is it a redundancy? Are you breaking the laws there? You're hiring and firing at the same time. So we've got there was some HR and some lawyer services involved. That was earlier this year, so we're kind of exploring.
Yeah.
It is.
And as Andy said, it's costs that we've already incurred. So, yeah.
How's the opportunity
looking for this year? I'm going to get 2 months into 2020. Is it on track with what we're planning? Pretty much on track. Yeah. Yep. The start of the year, I don't know if you remember on that graph, the start of the year is always lower in any case. So if you sort of try and estimate where we would be compared to those patterns, we're actually, pretty close to where we should be. Yeah.
Not sure.
You're talking about Salt Away?
Yeah.
I'm keen to be the speaker. So I'm looking forward to Salt Away, first one. I don't know, that probably reduces our cost, does it? I'm all for reducing costs. So.
You don't get to eat it.
Yeah, that's right. Me. Yep, that's right. We don't know details, though. We don't.
Questions done?
No more questions?
Yeah.
We're good? Yes, we do. Thank you, Kerris. yeah, that's right. So someone to move that we accept the 2020 budget. Kerris, thank you. And what's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia is seconding it. All in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, passed. Thank you so much, Ron. Church treasurer gets a big cheer in this place. I want to talk to you a little bit about 2020 vision and just what my thoughts are for the next 12 months. Being in the job for 3 weeks, there's a lot of things going through my head. So a lot of things I don't know, a lot of details I don't know about the next 12 months. But let me share with you some of the things that I'm excited about. So I'm certainly excited about being in this role. I'm really excited to be down here at SALT with you guys, lead you. I'm looking forward to the year ahead and the years ahead. I'm really excited about the possibilities for this year. So I see lots of possibilities for great ministry and outreach in Wollongong. And I see SALT Church has just tons of potential. And I know that I don't need to convince you of that, I don't think. That's the way I see it. And I'm really looking forward to SALT Church flowering. And I guess for me, there'll be changes this year that'll be inevitable for a new lead pastor coming in. But I reckon what that means is we're actually going to be on about the same thing that we've been on about right from the start. So SALT has always been on about making disciples of Jesus. It's always been about reaching the lost. We're going to continue to do that. So we're going to continue to be on mission for Jesus. And I just love SALT's prayer. And I hope you do as well. And we might think about reshaping this, but let's just think about this for now. To see a flood of lifelong disciples across the Illawarra and beyond. I think that's just brilliant. And that's what attracted me to come and even consider to be part of SALT Church. That's my heart, to see people won for Jesus in this area. So I hope you're still excited by that. And I reckon a great goal for this year would be if you're not excited by that, to get excited, or to get excited again. And as you think about church and people in church, I reckon we need to get people fired up again, that's what we're on about, that's what we're doing. Let's get excited about that again. Now, something that I knew as a friend of SALT, I knew as I was coming into the role, and I've been reminded of since I've started, and that's the impact that our previous lead pastor's resignation made in 2018. That shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. Effects of sin are real. And it seems to me that God has been incredibly kind in the way that's been dealt with and handled, and there's been time to grieve and all of that kind of thing. It really is time to move forward. But I just want to say, if that's still causing you not to move forward, I want to help you to move forward, and I want to be a person that you can come and talk to. So please have that in mind. But I am very optimistic about the year ahead, and some people might say I'm just an optimistic person, and that's all very well, and that's what pastors are meant to say. That's just my personality. But I reckon I'm absolutely convinced there's an optimism that comes from believing the gospel. Now, we're all different personalities, but there is an optimism that comes with putting our trust in the Lord Jesus and the times that we live in. So let me outline a few things. Why am I optimistic about the year ahead? Well, it's the 2 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6 that we read earlier, isn't it? That we're actually living in a time of God's favour. Okay, and we might find it hard soil in Wollongong, but it's actually the time when we're living in the time between Jesus' death and resurrection and the time when he will come and judge again. Here is the time that God is showing his mercy and his kindness. Here is the time where God is saying, come in, come and be forgiven. Yeah, here's the time when he's actually given us the precious gospel of Jesus and said, I want you as my servants to go out and share that gospel. Yeah, there's the world that's hurting. There's the world that's searching for purpose and all kinds of things. We've actually got the answer in the gospel of the Lord Jesus. God has miraculously said to us, I want you to partner with me in your weakness, in your fallenness. I want you to be part of my project of building and growing and strengthening my church. I reckon that's just fantastic. I'm reminded, as I think about the year ahead, what Jesus said. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Yeah, so it's not just blind optimism. It's really taking confidence in Jesus, isn't it? It's actually saying, Jesus is so committed to his church growing. He's so committed. His heart so longs for people to be one for him and to grow and the church to flourish, we should as well. And we can be confident that he'll do it. And as we saw in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we are God's partners in this work. We get to be part of it. And what have we got to get the job done this year? Again, Corinthians helps us. It's the powerful word of the gospel, that this word, this gospel is powerful. It's God's way of changing people. As we call people to repent, we tell them, this is the Lord Jesus, the one that you need to turn to and be forgiven. He's given us his spirit. He's given us gifts in one another. As I look across Salt Church, and this is the case of every church, but I'm looking across Salt Church and saying, wow, God has gifted so many people for the works of service of the reaching out for the gospel. And we need to give thanks to God for that. I reckon that's a great gift. I'm really thankful for the gift of leaders at Salt and the staff team. I reckon that causes optimism for me, a great team. Things like this building, the gift that God's given us in this building, the position that we are in geographically near the city to reach Wollongong, all of these things are a great gift from God. And the other thing I was reflecting on that's a great gift from God is just a great ministry culture at Salt. So a lot of my colleagues, we often talk about ministry each year and reflect on the difficulties, and some of them are in churches where they are working uphill to change church culture. They are working on old traditions, bad methods. It strikes me that from day one, and I know it's not perfect, but Salt Church has been set up with a great and really healthy ministry culture, a great structure of leaders and teams and real intentionality, a real gospel focus. And I think that has really served you well in the last couple of years and will continue to serve us well. And I think makes my job so much easier and a real joy. So I think that's a really good, great reason to be optimistic. What will the next 12 months look like? Well, initially for me, I'm setting my goal to get to know you. So I just want to spend time with you. I want to, as I said, I'd love to give you the handshake and the hug, but it's going to be the elbows for a while. But yeah, I just want to get my head around who you are as a people, how you tick, the culture at Salt Church, how things get done. I've been spending a lot of time with the staff for that same reason, so that together we can actually set some direction, not just for 12 months, but actually for 3 years and 5 years and 10 years. So I don't want to do that without knowing you, without listening, without looking at all the opportunities. So I think in the next few months, that's even the first 6 months, that's my goal, to really get to know you. Now, at the same time, we're going to keep doing all the exciting things that you've been doing that actually grow God's church. So I was really excited to be part of the beginning course, so welcoming new people into Salt. We're going to keep doing things like that. We're going to keep meeting with people as they discover who Jesus is and become Christian. We're not going to stop doing those kind of things. We're going to continue to be on mission. So Tim's already talked to us about the mission events we've got planned for this term, so the games night and the sourdough night. We're going to keep making Sundays the best possible gatherings that they can be. We've got Easter coming up. There's some slides on it. Yeah, there they are. So we've got Easter planned, Hope. So all those things are going to keep going, and I'm really looking forward to getting my teeth into those and seeing God do some great work in people's lives. And so I want to see church grow this year through all of those things. Later in the year, we've already talked about looking forward to my first Salt Away, where we get to go away as a church family. So all those things I'm looking forward to this year. Now, I said in answer to a question, by the end of April, I need to make some decisions about staffing. So praise God, you've raised almost the whole budget of 45K to create a transition period. So I think that's put us in a really healthy position at the moment and will continue to put us in a healthy position. I think it would have really hurt to lose a staff member suddenly when I was coming in and crawling. So it's going to be great to have that transition period. But I think it's not just about me. It's really helpful to me, but it's actually about Salt Church having a great start to the year and not losing momentum as I look into what has been achieved in all the M's, not losing that. And let's hope that we don't lose it at all this year with staff changes. As I said, I've had great discussions with the staff. We're going to continue to talk to the staff, and I'm confident we'll come up with a great solution as a staff team and move forward. And as we grow, hopefully come back to a full staff again. So do pray for us. And as I said, if you know someone wealthy, come and talk to me. Now, in 12 months' time, what would I like to see as I'm getting up here for the AGM next year? I'd love us to see people become Christians. So wouldn't it be fantastic to put some faces up on the screen who became Christian in the next 12 months? I'm excited again that I want to be excited that we've been on mission, that we've really put ourselves out there and put Jesus before people. I want to see that we've bore some fruit for our work of the gospel, and we've actually grown ourselves and shown fruit in our lives as Christians. Love to see men and women engaged in ministry together. It's one of my passions. So I'd love to look back on a year where we did that together as men and women. Love to see the staff team consolidated, unified, leading well and working hard together, and look back on a year where we've done that and praise God for it. I'd love to meet budget, and I know Ron would as well. Love to continue to be a training church, to look back and go, we've actually trained people in the work of the ministry. And I'd love to have new MTS trainees on next year. So that our two trainees will finish at the end of this year. So I'd love to have two more ready to go for next year. I'd love for our gatherings to continue to be really great gatherings on Sunday. I'd love them to be really joyful, profitable for us as Christians, but also accessible to unbelievers as well. So that's some of the things I'm thinking about in the next 12 months. They're some of the things I'd like to look back on next year as we think about the last 12 months. So why don't we pray? Why don't we ask God to help us with those things? And we'll do that at our tables. And can I say too, if you've got thoughts on some of the things I've spoken on, or you'd like to talk to me more, I just want to be open and be accessible. So come and email me or chat to me. Love to talk further. So why don't we pray at your tables? A few minutes and then I'll close at the end. Our prayers together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for your heart and passion for your church. Lord, thank you for the words of Jesus, that you will build your church and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Father, thank you so much that you call us to be co-workers with you. Though we are frail and humble and human beings sinful, you've called us, you've filled us with your Spirit, you've given us precious gospel. We pray for the year ahead that you'd help us to put Jesus before people in our community who desperately need to hear and be forgiven. We pray, Lord, there might be many come into your kingdom as a result of our ministry together across 2020. Help us to work in unity, men and women in ministry, relying on you and your power, even through difficulty, as the Apostle Paul says, in purity and understanding, patience, kindness, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you might go with us, and we pray it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Okay, that concludes our AGM for 2020. Thanks for coming out. Let's give each other a clap. And so we'll send out to SALT members everything that was said tonight. Is that right? Yep. And any of the papers that we got. So if other members want to know, they can receive that. And we'll see you on Sunday. Good.